It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring the latest music and interviews from the bands who make Jersey rock. Coming up, reporter Bob Makin of Making Waves calls into the show to tell us about Tally Fest. It's a three-day festival presented by Making Waves and Brittany on Fire that'll rock the Saint, then goes to Lounge at the Asbury Park Yacht Club from November 22nd to November 24th to benefit Food for Thought and the Asbury Park Women's Convention. Every band playing the festival is female-powered, and we'll rock three of those bands, Taylor Toke, Roulette, and Band of Hard Truths. And in just a moment, Sunsets from Jupiter will make their Jersey Rock debut with a call-in from bandmates Clay and Tom. They're rocking the Chubby Pickle Highlands on November 23rd. But first, let's get off the show with the latest track from These Wolves. The video for this tune was featured as last week's Jersey Rock Video of the Week. Here's Darren Fisher's These Wolves with Something to Live For on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Light, burning bright. In my mind, I'm still in love with you. I lied a thousand times. With ashes fine, now I can tell the truth. No matter what, I will keep dreaming, swaying back and forth.
Something to live for. Something to live for.
live for on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Their latest EP, In the Blood, is out now. Check them out at thesewolves.com. Joining us over the phone are Clay and Tom of Sunsets of Jupiter. Catch them at the Chubby Pickle in Highlands on November 23rd. It's their An Alien Feeling CD release party. Guys, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast. The new album's coming out. It's already available for streaming. Tell us about An Alien Feeling.
Well, this is kind of the culmination for everything that we've worked for the past 2.5 years. We got 4 songs off of our original EP that we've fully remastered. We've edited some of the songs, changed them up a little bit. And we've also got a couple more that we've written since then. So, a little bit of everything.
And, of course, the 23rd. You're going to have CDs available at the show.
Yes, we will. Yeah. And if you want them any time beforehand, just, you know, message us on any social media. We can get them to you.
What can people expect from a performance from Sunset of Jupiter?
We'll be playing every song off the album. So we'll also throwing in a couple of our personal favorite covers. So a little bit of everything.
It's the Chubby Pickles, so I assume admission is free for this show?
Yeah, it's going to be a free all-ages show. Starts at 6, then goes all night pretty much.
And what's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that Sunsets of Jupiter is up to?
You can check out our website at sunsetsfromjupiterband.com or any of our social media, which is just sunsetsfromjupiter.band.
The track we're doing off of your upcoming CD, An Alien Feeling, tell us about Starwalk.
Starwalk is the single off of our album, and it's probably our collective favorite as far as songs go on the album.
It's one of our more complex songs, I'd say. It's a lot more rhythmic. Like, there's a lot of punchy drum and bass lines. It gets crowds moving usually when we play it. It's a very lively song altogether.
Tom and Clay of Sunsets of Jupiter, their An Alien Feeling CD release show rocks the Chubby Pickle in Highlands on November 23rd. Guys, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Right now, let's rock the lead single off of that disc. Here's Starwalk on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Senseless and useless. Mental fights are pointless. It ain't so easy. One day you'll see the people, thoughts, and memories that never came to be. The world we live in, the crows of the revere. Drinking all these beers, I deal with my fears. The fate will never end, and still I drink to forget. As drunk as I may be, the truth always speaks. Starwalk in the sky. Toxic dreams I left behind. Far away from this lonely place. Far away from the human race. We've lost society's lies. Taking over mankind. Cause it's fixed doesn't mean it's right. And I write these songs to blur my mind. Take me to the black dim bars. Lock away my past scars. Tear a hole right through the sky. Never even need to ask how or why. Starwalk in the sky. Dreams are left behind. Far away from this wrong place. Far away from the human race. Even our society's not taking over mankind.
on 95.9 The Rat Jersey Rock Podcast.
When the trees still blow and the night comes slow, the sun burns bright in my heart. When the lightning strikes, the thunder neath my eyes, I won't stop until I win. I'll grow stronger, baby. I'll grow tough skin. Why?
Taylor Tote Band, that's Fighter, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Taylor Tote will rock Tallyfest at Langosta Lounge on Friday, November 22nd. Check her out at taylortote.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And speaking of Tallyfest, joining us over the phone is Bob Macon, co-producer of the event. It features all female fronted acts and rocks the Saint, Langosta Lounge, and the Asbury Park Yacht Club between November 22nd and November 24th to benefit Food for Thought and the Asbury Park Women's Convention. He put it all together with Brittany on Fire. Bob, thanks for calling into the show.
Thanks so much, Tom. It's always so great to talk to you.
Sam here. You do so much great stuff on the Jersey Rock scene. And, you know, last week on the On Air show, we did a full week feature on Tallyfest. We rocked three of the bands. We had Brittany on Fire on, we had Roulette on, we had Candy Cavity on. And you are producing this with Brittany on Fire. How did Tallyfest come to be?
Well, you know, it's kind of a funny story. Last year, you know, you sponsored Making Waves to Hunger benefits for Food for Thought the past two weekends before Thanksgiving. And last year, for some reason, I can't really remember, it was something to do with raffle prize. I had to head back down to Langusta the day after the Hunger benefit last year. And as I was walking out of Langusta, I saw this sticker on a lamppost, and it was Tally. It was a sticker that said, you know, Tally was Tilly's girlfriend, and that in Gaelic her name mean princess. Tally means princess in Gaelic. And so she shouldn't be overlooked the way she is. Well, boom, lightning bolt, immediately walk back inside Langusta and pitch them Tally Fest. So this has been in the works for like a year. And for the past 6 months, Brittany Dixon has been expanding it to include the Saint in addition to Langusta Lounge and Asbury Park Yacht Club.
Now, I'm curious about Tally in and of itself. Like the sticker that you found, was that based on an old image from like the Yore of?
Yeah.
It was. So was it on the Palace Amusements back in the day?
Yeah. So when I was a little kid, this was like in the late 60s, Tally's image was on the bumper car. It was on some of the bumper cars. So it was Tally and Tilly on the bumper car, on the bumper cars in the Palace Amusements. She also, if I remember correctly, she also had a little neon sign outside the funhouse. Whereas, you know, Tilly was outside. He's winking at you as you're driving up, you know, Cookman Avenue, or driving down Cookman Avenue. And, of course, now they sell Tilly mugs in Japan. Tilly is Asbury Park's icon, and Asbury Park is an internationally recognized attraction. But this guy, this fella named Fred, he's a retired county prosecutor lieutenant who in his retirement became an embroiderer. And so, you know, he designed this sticker that was on this lamppost, and they were pretty plentiful around Asbury Park about a year ago. And, you know, I tried to track him down. I couldn't find him, but I had the sticker. I did find another artist. His name is Eric Scheibor, and he had kind of done his own version of what he called Miss Tilly. And so I asked Eric if he wanted to sponsor Tally Fest, and he did. He donated his image. And then while we were promoting Tally Fest, Fred surfaced. And it's like, hey, I got these stickers. I'm like, I know you've got these stickers. Your sticker inspired the festival. So now Fred's a sponsor, and he made, like, you know, volunteers' shirts. We're going to be giving away the stickers. We're, you know, going to, if we can continue it, we're going to be working with him in the future. And, you know, it's just a beautiful thing because he named Tally. And by naming her, by giving her a name, he has sort of made her a symbol for the women musicians and artists of Asbury Park who are often overlooked compared to their male counterparts. And that's why I created Tally Fest, because so many women have complained to me directly, have complained on social media, that they are often overlooked for some of the bigger gigs, not just in Asbury Park, but, you know, all over the place.
Well, I think it's a great event. And, of course, it does more than just put the many talented women we have here in the spotlight. This is raising funds. It's raising funds for the Asbury Park Women's Convention. You're collecting food for Thought. Tell us about that.
So we will continue to benefit Food for Thought. We've raised about $2,500 for them the past 2 years. And last year we expanded to include a food drive. We collected 200 canned goods. So Food for Thought will still benefit from the four shows at Langusta Lounge and Asbury Park Yacht Club. While they are free shows, there's an entertainment budget. Both those venues pay their bands very, very well. That's why artists like to play there. But for this show, only a small portion of that entertainment budget is going to go to the artist. So Food for Thought will get the rest of that money. And, you know, we're going to have a 50-50, and we're going to do another canned food drive, not only at Asbury Park Yacht Club in Langusta, but also at the Saint on the Saturday and Sunday shows there, the matinees there. Food for Thought is still going to get some money and, you know, a good amount of canned goods. Now, in expanding it to the Saint with two shows at the Saint via Brittany, I said to Brittany, I think we need to have your shows benefit a women's organization, you know, because it's a female focused festival. There's a lot going on. It seems like every day we turn around, we look, there's more women's rights being compromised. And she thought it was a great idea. We put our heads together and came up with Asbury Park Women's Convention as the beneficiary of the Saint shows.
And that's the Saints, the 23rd, 24th. Those are matinee shows. The Yacht Club, Langosta, those are both happening simultaneously, the 22nd and 23rd. And for someone who hasn't actually been there, if you walk into the Yacht Club, the Asbury Park Yacht Club, and watch a show, you can literally just walk through the hall and go into the back and see a show in Langosta Lounge.
Yeah, and while you're at it, you can get some sushi.
It's a win-win-win situation. Now, if somebody wants to find out more about Tally Fest, how can they do so?
Okay, so Tally Fest is at tallyfest.org. Pretty much everything you need to know is there. The press release, the bands, links to their websites, their photos, all the sponsors, and most importantly, the schedule, because there's so much going on. Six shows over 3 days. The entire schedule is there with links to all the Facebook events. It's tallyfest.org. That's TALLIEFEST.org. So I hope you'll check it out. And thank you again, Tom, for having me.
Always a pleasure. And what's the best way for someone to stand up everything that Making Waves is up to?
Well, Making Waves is on Facebook at Making Waves Column. So if you just type in Making Waves Column or facebook.com/Making Waves Column, you'll find it.
Bob Macon of Making Waves, co-organizer of Tally Fest, along with Brittany on Fire. It rocks Asbury Park this November, the 22nd and 23rd, simultaneous shows at the Asbury Park Yacht Club and Langosta Lounge, 23rd and 24th, matinees over at the Saint, benefits Food for Thought and the Asbury Park Women's Convention. Bob, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you again, Tom. I look forward to seeing you soon.
And right now, let's hear a track from the person co-producing Tally Fest with Bob Macon. I'm talking about Brittany Dixon. Catch her with her new group, Band of Hard Truths, at the Asbury Park Yacht Club on Saturday, November 23rd. Here's their latest single, Half Truths, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
You spend your days now speaking in half truths, but half truths are still lies. You fooled yourself for so long.
Hey there, pretender, how's your day? Hey, this is Jessica Roulette, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rat Jersey Rock Podcast.
That's Cataclysm on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Their new album, The Void, is coming out next year. Check them out at RouletteMusicNJ.com. And don't miss them at Tallyfest. They're rocking The Saint on November 23rd. Get the full schedule at Tallyfest.org. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRET.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter, The Club Rat, at WRET.com and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.